Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Tai.
FM 104's Select Irish, and join me live in studio ahead of the launch of her EP Murmurs is singer, songwriter and producer Kasha.
Hi Louise,
thank you for having me. Thank you so much for popping in.
No, thank you for having me, it's a pleasure.
You've lived in London for a very long time, but you're back to promote this EP.
I am back. I come back quite a lot, like I was saying to you earlier, especially now when I need the respite. I need the home sauce.
Nature,
yeah, the
nature. Greenness.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But you moved over when you were 17.
Yes, I did.
How difficult was that? Like, that's very brave.
It actually, I feel like things like that are easier when you're younger.
You don't think about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think about it at all. I was fearless. I just kind of did it. You know, you have something in your mind and you're like, yeah, I'm going to do that. And you make it happen. I think that's the case at any stage in life, to be honest. But the older you get and the more that life gets to you, the mm-hmm. more cautious you can be, I think. So at that time, it wasn't that much of a thing. I was really excited about it. And I really wanted to do music. And when I was here at 17, there wasn't really, there wasn't BIM yet. There wasn't kind of a contemporary music space like there is now. So that was the main motivation of just like, okay, where can I go to study music further? I think also just having been in Ireland the whole time, and you get to a certain age and you just want to see the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was...
Do you remember the feeling when you landed in London?
It was actually the morning after my debs. So I was really very worse for wear, and I had my like two massive suitcases. I was staying at a friend's auntie's house, and she was a lawyer. I had to wait for her to get back from work. So I just sat by myself in a cafe in King's Cross for a few hours, just like really hungover, just like, well, this is it.
This is my new life.
Yeah. I think I was mainly just excited. Yeah.
Was it nice then to fit into the music scene over there?
Yeah, it took a while, you know, like anything, it does take its time. But when you meet good people, then it's nice. It's a difficult industry.
Yes.
And it can be difficult to navigate. And there's some people who aren't the best. but luckily I found a lot of people who were. And I was given some space to feel nurtured, you know. You gotta be wary.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
You start off in the industry as Bonsai. Mm-hmm. You recently RIP'd Bonsai.
Yeah, that was a while ago now. I think that was like three or four years ago, was it? Yeah. Yeah, gosh, it was 2018. That was so much longer than that. Time was going quick.
Time flies.
Yeah. Yes.
Was it hard to move on from that period?
Not really. I feel like the Bonsai stuff, it was definitely a learning curve, but it didn't really feel like me. Obviously, I had done a lot of stuff with Muramasa, and that was the main reason that project kicked off. It was kind of around his project, and I was touring with him, and you know, we had a big song together, and it just kind of felt like that project was an extension of what he was doing. And a lot of the decisions at that time, because I was so young, I feel like I didn't make them for myself, or I wouldn't have even known how to, you know. I was like,
you're learning,
18 or whatever, you know. And it got to a point where I just felt like I was in a position that I don't even know how I got here. I feel like I didn't make these decisions. And yeah, I wanted a fresh start, and I wanted to take some time and figure out my intentions, you know, because also at that point in your 20s, they're really formative years. You're already trying to figure out who you are as a person, you know, and figure out the world mm-hmm. around you. So I think I just needed to take time to do that and then figure out my intentions. And I wanted to start again with those intentions in mind and with my real heart in it, you know. And that was kind of, the motivation.
Was that a nice experience, being able to give yourself the time to figure out where and what you wanted to do next?
I wasn't expecting these questions. Gosh, it's a Sunday morning. Well, no, it's not a Sunday morning. It's afternoon now. Was it? Yes, but also... Yes, it was. But there also wasn't really that much time. I actually still feel like I haven't really had time to do that. Like mm-hmm. now, mm-hmm. after this project is honestly, that's when I'm going to really take some time for myself. Ooh. Because the music industry and everything, it moves so fast mm-hmm. now. And unless you're really established and you have that fan base, it's hard to take time off like that. You're expected to constantly be putting things out and constantly be, you know, in front of people and in the sphere and just, you know, making content and doing this and doing this. And I feel like I have been on that hamster wheel. Even when I did, you know, take time, it didn't. Yeah, I don't know. That's a difficult question. But yeah, it feels better now, I guess.
Which is always the aim.
Yeah, yeah.
Mount Pleasant, the debut album, came out in 2021.
Yeah.
You're now going to be releasing your new EP, Murmurs. Mm-hmm. How has that been from the debut album to moving on to make new music and a new project? Was it difficult?
Yeah, I think, you know, at this point, we all know how life is. You hit your stride a bit and you're like, okay, fab, we're in it. And then something happens and you're back to square one and you have to, you know, and then build it up again. And then, you know, and that was kind of what had happened. You know, I made this big decision to leave the Bonsai Project and start again and my debut album with Mount Pleasant and do all that. And that felt really exciting. And like musically, I had hit my stride and creatively and I was feeling free. And so, you know, yeah, I felt like I was at the top of some mountain. And mm-hmm. so obviously there's only one place to go. And I mean, I won't get into the nitty gritty of it, but it was basically after Mount Pleasant, I got to a place where I really had to make a decision. I think we've all kind of been in that scenario where the road in front of you it's not straight anymore. It's a fork in the road and you have to
decide.
Mm-hmm. And that was where I was. And yeah, one road seemed very scary and I didn't know what it was going to look like, but it's where my heart was leading me to go. And so that's the way I went. And the Murmurs project is really about that space. It's the kind of the grey area mm-hmm. in between change, you know. So the grey area in between this past life that I had built for myself that kind of, you know, was shattered. And then the new life that I was going to build for myself and the new person that I would grow into. So this project was kind of me in that space, figuring mm-hmm. it out and not being too hard on myself, you know, and just trying to take it easy through the change and come out the other side a bit stronger, which is what's happened. So I'm grateful for that.
And that's what they say. I know it's probably easier said than done most of the time, but they always say to take the harder road.
Yes, it did. It did pay off. I think the other road, I just knew what it was going to look like. Yeah. And maybe it's because I love adventure or maybe because I'm reckless and impulsive.
That's what I do.
But I was just like, no, I know what that looks like. Yeah. And this other thing, it could be a disaster, but it could be great.
Yeah.
And so I'll take my chances. And
it's
it was
a ruffle thing.
Yeah, it was. I think at any point, doing something that's hard or difficult is just going to make you stronger and it's just going to be better in the long run, you know. Mm-hmm. That's how you build, you know. Mm-hmm. You can't build muscle without breaking it first. So
this is true.
Yeah.
So Murmurs, the EP, is out on the 9th of May. You're also going to be doing the Workman Cellar on the 28th of May.
Yes.
Are you looking forward to that?
Yes, I am. I went to the venue last night and it's just, yeah, it's so nice. The sound is great. The sound guy was great. Shout out Dennis. Be there on the 28th. No, it's a really lovely room. It's got a great energy. So I'm so excited. I have lots of ideas of what I want to do with the space because this project has been really... like a visual experience for me as well. I love the visual side of it and putting the world together. And I've done it all with like my really good friends. I think we shot all of the artwork actually in...
It's beautiful.
We shot it all in Ireland and Clare.
Oh, wow.
With my flatmate who also just happens to be a fantastic photographer.
That's always handy.
He just shot Bjork for the cover of Vogue. Mind you. So that's who we've
nice
got.
Nice little plug.
Nice little plug. Shout out to there. Thank you. But yeah, so the visual world has been really exciting for me to explore, and I'm working on getting that into the live show as well. So when you step into the room, you know, it will feel like you're in that world. And nice. I had some really nice ideas being there last night of what I could do with the room. So I'm excited about that.
I think it's always nice when you're a creative to not only do music, but also be able to have fingers in other pies and be able to... extra creative.
Yeah, you need other outlets. I think if I was just fully just focusing on the music all the time, I'd go nuts and I would just hate it.
It's all those other elements that are fun. And
I think there's also, I like the element of bringing the music into the real world. I like imagining the spaces that it fits in and, you know, seeing how it sounds. And, you know, if I'm driving, if I'm... making love, I don't know. What is it for? What's the intention?
Yeah.
I like thinking about it like that.
So the brand new EP, Murmurs, is out on the 9th of May. Where can people keep up to date with everything you're doing?
On my website, which is just kosha.co, C-O-S-H-A, or Instagram, or whatever social media is your flavor. I am
there.
I am a millennial, so I am... I'm a bit more on Instagram. I'm on TikTok as well. But like, I'm at the phase, you know, like I said, I like to be in nature. I keep to myself as much as possible.
Yeah,
but
I think we're all moving away from social a little bit. You know, it's only when necessary.
Exactly. But I do like that as a space. I like the visual aspect of it. I find a lot of really beautiful... If you follow the right pages, it can be quite nice.
This is the thing. It's be choosy about who you're following.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah. Instagram, excellent. If you need.
Wonderful. Kosha, thank you so much for popping in.
Thank you so much for having me, Louise.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.